be a little bit introspective.
Introspective.
Is this real life?
Hey there, citizens of the world. Welcome to the Real Life Podcast, where our mission is to inspire, connect, and empower the world to learn English the fun, natural, and real life way.
We believe that English should not be a dry and boring school subject, but an inspiring and enriching lifestyle that you can practice and enjoy whenever and wherever you want.
In this podcast, you will have lots of fun, learn plenty of new expressions, and drastically improve your listening comprehension.
We'll also teach you the secrets of native pronunciation, connected speech, and help you tune in your listening and speaking to the rhythm and flow of English.
So sit back, relax, and let's get on with the show.
Oh yeah, howdy doody. This is Chad from Real Life English, where we believe that listening to podcasts is a fun, natural, and very effective way to learn English. So download this podcast now and listen to us while you are shaving your armpits,
breaking a board over your head,
giving someone a high five, or
kicking a field goal.
Field goal? What's a field goal?
A field goal is when you kick the ball through the goalposts in American football.
Oh, American football.
3 points.
Oh. So let me introduce you to my co-host, the man who once built a treehouse without the tree, Justin Murray.
Hey guys, what's up? Great to be here.
How you doing today?
I'm pretty well. Yourself?
I'm kind of a bit sweaty today. It's kind of hot.
Yeah, it's been hot. It's been hot in this neck of the woods, right?
In this neck of the woods, nice. What does that mean? This neck of the woods.
In these parts.
Yeah. Neck? Do you think that means neck is in like your actual neck of your body?
Maybe. I don't even understand the expression, to be honest with you.
It's like one of those expressions we just grew up saying, but we never really thought about it before.
Yeah, there are a lot of those.
Yeah. Anyway, we have a great episode for you guys today. Like always, we're really excited to do the podcast. And in case you didn't know, we also have the connected speech transcript to go along with this podcast. So make sure you download it and get all the insightful information about how we're actually speaking.
Yeah, it's really great because you get to see how we cut our words, how we bring them together, how we shrink them and link them.
Yeah.
You got it.
Oh, yeah.
So that's connected speech.
Yeah.
But the transcript is really awesome as well because we add pictures in there, personal pictures a lot of times.
Oh, you've added personal pictures?
Yeah. The last one had a picture of me in front of Christ the Redeemer.
Oh, okay. So nothing like you wearing like a bathing suit in a Speedo.
Maybe today. Let's see.
Yeah, maybe we can talk about Justin in his Speedo today and then we can put a picture of you wearing just your Speedo.
Yeah, let's do that. Or you.
No, I'm good.
I heard there's some pictures out there of that.
Yeah, I have a lot of naked pictures on the internet.
That's what you get for sending the selfies, right?
What's a selfie?
Well, selfie is when... I think it's a new word.
Mm.
They just verified it as a new word in the English language, but it's where you take a picture of yourself with your cell phone.
Yeah.
But there's a different type of selfie, which when you send it as a text, if you take a nude picture of yourself and send it as a text, it's called sexting. So it's, instead of texting, you're sexting somebody.
Oh, cool. Sexting. Have you been sexting recently?
Yeah, quite a lot, actually. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. That's when you accidentally send the naked picture to your mom. So, oh, sorry.
I've never done this. I don't know anybody else who has, but I've read about it.
I'm sure you've read about it. So enough shooting the shit for now.
What does shoot the shit mean?
Shoot the shit is to just talk about irrelevant topics like we're doing right now.
Is it a bad word?
I guess it depends on who you're saying it to. I don't consider it to be very bad because it's kind of a joke. It's not like offensive, like, oh, you shot the shit with me, man.
Yeah, you're right. It's not bad.
Yeah. But enough of shooting the shit because we're going to move on to a very serious show. But let's start with the shout out. So we have a very special shout out today. One of our old colleagues, great community member, and he's proving to be a great leader in the Real Life English community. We know him as RP, but his real name is?
Rodrigo Pena.
The great Rodrigo Pena, yes.
The one and the only.
The one and only. He's been doing a little bit of soul searching, it seems.
What does soul searching mean?
Well, if you listen to our podcast, we actually talked about that when we talked about New Year's resolutions.
Okay.
But I'll fill you in.
What does fill you in mean?
Fill you in is to just give you the information in case you missed it. Okay. But soul searching is just when you take some time off to just be a little bit introspective and think about your life and where you're going in life.
Yeah, I think he did like a digital fast.
What's a fast or a fast?
A fast is when you take a time and you don't to not eat something.
Mm.
So he did a digital fast, and that means that he didn't have any internet, maybe no Facebook, a Facebook fast.
Oh, okay.
It's not a digital fast, but a Facebook fast.
Oh, okay. So he's been fasting for the past couple of months, and he's just come back.
And for a month, I think.
For 1 month.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's just come back, so we just wanted to give a special shout out to you, Mr. RP. Thanks a lot, man. Great member of the community, and thanks for listening to the podcast.
We surely missed you. It's great to have you back.
Yeah. Seems like he's teaching now as well.
Yeah, he just introduced like a big group of his students to the community as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, man. That's awesome. Awesome, man. Keep up the good work, RP.
Yeah, you're awesome, man.
And yeah, that's the only shout out for today. As you know, we don't have time to mention all of you great listeners on our podcast, but big thanks to everyone who listens, downloads, and gives us a review on iTunes. That is always welcome. So cheers. Let's move on to the news. So Justin, I believe you have another interesting news story for us today. Something that's not typical news story, right?
Well, today I thought I'd celebrate the occasion because we are recording this on Valentine's Day.
Yes, today is Valentine's Day, and I'm stuck here doing this with you, man.
Will you be my Valentine?
I'm good. I prefer to be El Solo. All right, want to hear about this? So Justin, the headline is...
Woman cuts out tattoo of ex-boyfriend's name and sends skin to him in the post.
Oh.
In the mail.
That sounds pretty morbid, but so let's go through this again. Woman cuts out tattoo of her ex-boyfriend's name.
And she sends it to him in the mail.
Yeah, it says post there.
It's British English, probably, I think.
Yeah, I always say post.
Really?
Yeah.
I say mail.
Yeah, okay. There you go. Once again, we have deciphered some differences between British and American English, or Australian and American
post
English.
Makes sense, though, right?
Yeah, it does. It does.
Well, I mean, for you, but for me.
Oh, okay. So tell us, what's this all about? Why did she do this, and what's going on here with this woman?
She discovered that her ex-boyfriend, her boyfriend actually, had been cheating on her with another woman.
Okay.
And I'm going to read it here. So, not wanting to bear his name in a tattoo on her arm anymore, and apparently not being willing to wait to book an appointment with a laser technician, she cut out the phrase, "chopper's bitch," using a scalpel. So, it said chopper's bitch. Yeah, so apparently she doesn't really respect herself that much.
Oh my god.
So she's property of Chopper.
Yeah, okay, so you're the man who wrote the article about bitch. So why does she use bitch in this case? Chopper is obviously her ex or current or ex-boyfriend's name. But why did she write chopper's bitch?
It's not prostitute. I think they're using it in kind of the male sense here. Mm. His subservient, I think. Maybe property.
Mm.
So he like owns her.
Yeah, you hear this kind of terminology amongst inmates. If we were in jail, Justin would probably be my bitch.
I don't think so.
I'm joking. But it shows that you are kind of superior to that person. You tell that person what to do.
Yeah, definitely. So
she doesn't really have much respect for herself anyway to tattoo that onto her.
Yeah, and the 26-year-old from London used tweezers to pull the skin off her arm. Tweezers. What are tweezers?
Tweezers are a little metal tool often used in women's cosmetics. I think they use tweezers to pluck out their eyebrows or their eyebrow hairs.
So to pluck is to like pull out, right?
Yeah, pluck is to pull out something, something that's very small. Like, for example, a chicken. You kind of pluck the chicken. You pull out the feathers.
Yeah, so the tweezers, she grabbed her skin with these mm-hmm. tweezers and she ripped it off.
Yeah. There's one word there that you said that she didn't want to bear his name in a tattoo.
To bear is to hold, right?
Yeah, so again, we mentioned this last podcast because this word came up again, bear, as in the table was bare. There's nothing on the table. But in this case, bear is written the exact same way as like a grizzly bear. But it means to hold.
And this is actually the present tense verb for born.
To bear children.
Yeah. So, the 26-year-old from London used tweezers to pull the skin off her arm before tying it up in a ribbon and posting it to Stuart Chopper May, 26 years old.
I think they mean, oh, that's his name, Stuart Chopper Mee. So Chopper is obviously his nickname.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's pretty hardcore nickname as well. Sounds like a crazy guy.
He sounds like a badass.
He does. He sounds like a badass. Chopper.
There's a picture of her on here, actually, and she looks like a badass, too.
Yeah, she's got a fair few tats. She's got, like, her head is shaved a little bit. She's got maybe dreadlocks, but they've been colored, dyed. Oh, and you can actually see the open wound of where she cut it out.
Yeah, she looks like one tough mofo.
What's a mofo?
Mofo is like a more polite and non-offensive way to say a motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah. But we say it kind of like as friends. Like, hey, what's up, mofo?
Yeah. So it's not actually saying something bad against her. She's just tough.
Yeah. Well, apparently just by the picture and the fact that she cut her tattoo off maybe signals that she's a pretty tough person.
So, yeah, if you ever get a tattoo of somebody, this is a do-it-yourself kit.
Yeah.
You don't need to go to a laser removal service.
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
So we'll put the link there. You can check it out. Learn how to do it yourself.
Mm-hmm. So if you have any unwanted tattoos, feel free to just chop them off.
And send them in the mail.
Yeah.
As a gift.
Exactly. I wonder if he was happy with his gift. We'll never know. Well, that was a very interesting news story. Thank you for sharing that with us today, Justin. I think that's about time for us to move on to the conversation topic.
Let's do this.
Oh, yeah. What you talking about? Okay, Justin, so what we going to be talking about today?
Today we're going to be talking about a topic that's very dear to me, and I think many people around the world, and it's very culturally significant. We're going to talk about sports. The sports we play, the sports we like, and the cultural topics surrounding that.
Yeah, sports. I mean, do you think we're going to talk mainly about team sports or individual sports? What do you prefer?
Maybe a little bit of both, right?
Yeah. You know there's no I in team.
But there is me, right?
Yeah.
That's the common response.
Yeah. This is just a silly joke we have. It's pretty cool. It's an expression in English when someone isn't really cooperating very well in a team situation. You can say, hey, you know there's no I in team, referencing the letter I.
Don't be a selfish bastard.
Exactly. Tell someone to stop being a selfish soccer player or team member.
Don't be a ball hog.
A ball hog? Yeah, what's a ball hog?
Well, a hog is like a pig, right?
Yeah.
A pig doesn't really share.
Yeah, yeah.
And so a ball hog is that guy or that girl, you know, who never passes the ball and always tries to be the hero.
Yeah. Maybe you could say someone who likes to show off.
What does show off mean?
Show off is someone who likes to demonstrate how good they are at something. Like instead of passing the ball to their teammate, if they're going to be a ball hog, it's probably because they're showing off. You know, maybe if it's a guy playing soccer and there's some girls like watching him, he'll keep the ball and do some cool tricks to impress people. Impress the girls, maybe.
Do you show off?
Oh, I don't think I have that many good skills to show off. At least in soccer. My soccer's horrible. You a good soccer player?
I play a little bit. I like it. I'm not as good as a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, when I came to Brazil, I thought, I'm going to try and start playing soccer. You know, it's a very typical Brazilian sport, and it kind of brings people together here in Brazil. And the first time I played, I just felt like an idiot.
You score a goal? I think we played together.
We did. That was the first time I played.
You scored a goal.
I scored a goal, but...
Now, Chad's a good athlete.
I'm going to admit, man, that was a fluke.
It was a fluke?
Yeah.
Chad's a capoeira player, so he can do lots of tricks, and like the bicycle kick.
Oh, man, I'm getting old. I don't know if I can do that stuff anymore. But, yeah, it was a fluke. My goal was a fluke. I just had to admit that to
you. What does fluke mean?
Fluke is when you do something that's really good, and people think you're really good, but it's actually totally based on luck.
Okay.
Yeah. I my eyes are probably closed. The ball was in front of me, and I just kicked it. Then I opened my eyes. Oh, yeah, I just got a goal. Easy.
I don't believe that.
But you're pretty good, man. You're a good soccer player. Have you had much training with soccer? What was your soccer experience before coming to South America?
No, I played for like 6 years when I was a kid, and this is a game I've always really enjoyed, but I stopped when I was like probably 11, 12 years old,
mm-hmm.
and I started to run, but I love soccer. Soccer's a fun game to play.
So is that something that's common in Colorado?
Well, in the United States, it's becoming more and more common. It's getting more popular, I think. The United States isn't known as a soccer country or football country, but it's up and coming. It's a country with like 300 million people, so
yeah.
There are a lot of good athletes, and maybe the other sports tend to get more of the better athletes, but soccer is going to be more of infrastructure.
Okay, so let me just clarify something here, because a lot of people always ask me this question. For you, what is football? Like, for your, from where you're from in Colorado, what is considered football? If I was like, hey, did you watch the football last night? What game?
Well, I'm from actually Seattle area.
Okay, okay.
Just so you know, because they beat the Denver Broncos in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
The Super Bowl is like the national championships for American football.
Are you trying to show off, man, that your team, that they won the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I think it's the first time we've ever won.
Oh, really?
And we don't have that many national championships in different sports. But so football, American football is when you pass the ball, it's like an oval ball.
Yeah.
You pass it, you use their hands.
It's made from leather, right?
Yeah, it's kind of ironic because it's football, but they pass it.
With their hands. Yeah. Rarely they use their feet.
They kick it sometimes, but...
But it's rare that they kick it. It's just when they do the field goal, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But being international, traveling, trying to be a citizen of the world, I'd say, like, you know, football, American football, football of the world.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the global football would be, like, soccer.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's what they play all around the world, pretty much.
What about Australia? You guys have football, right?
Yeah, like, if you were in my city, in Perth, in Australia, even probably all around Australia, if you said, I watched the football last night, that football would be... related to Australian football, not rugby, Australian football.
Wait, so you guys have a great football team, don't you? Like a soccer team, right?
Hey, we're in the World Cup. That's what matters. But yeah, we lost to Brazil. I think it was like 9-0. But that's not important. Australian football.
Let's hear about it.
That's where it's at, man.
That's where it's at? What do you mean?
That's where it's at means that's the good stuff. That's what you should really... focus on.
Okay, so if that's where it's at, let's hear about it.
Yeah, well, Australian football, it's kind of aggressive. I mean, it's a little bit different to rugby. If you know what rugby is, just know that Australian football is nothing like rugby. Just because many people confuse that. They think that Australian football is rugby. But in Australia, we play a lot of AFL, which is Australian football, the Australian Football League, and rugby, rugby union and rugby league. But Australian football, it's kind of... a little aggressive. You don't wear any padding like the Americans.
What does padding mean?
Padding is the protection that American footballers use so they don't get hurt. Yeah, Australian football, it's totally different. I can't really explain it in just this 30-minute podcast. So I'm going to add a link on the show notes and in the pronunciation transcript where you can actually see a video and have a little explanation about Australian football.
So didn't you play Australian football for quite a while?
I played until I was about 16.
Yeah, you were pretty good at that, weren't you?
Again, kind of. I mean, I never really loved the game. I liked it, but I never really totally invested myself into training every day and things like that. So,
but there was a sport that came along at that point that really captured your heart, that really, really inspired you to train every day, right? What was that?
Well, that's when I probably started training capoeira.
Capoeira, what's that?
Capoeira is a Brazilian martial arts dance. It's, again, kind of difficult to explain, but it's really cool. That's probably what actually brought me to Brazil, actually. It kind of sparked my interest in Brazilian culture, and I really wanted to come to Brazil after learning about and practicing capoeira.
Yeah, capoeira, it's a really, really great sport. I think it embodies Brazil.
Yeah. Well, it's got a lot of history, especially like the songs. It actually has an aspect of music. You sing and there's like this communal energy there that's really powerful.
And it has history in it. It's just like the entire history of Brazil, right?
Yeah, well, kind of the history would be related to the slavery because it was developed by the African slaves who were brought here to Brazil in the 1500s. So yeah, there's a lot of history and it's awesome. You've tried it before, haven't you? You've done a little bit of capoeira here.
Yeah, I did it for a few months. I was learning. It's something that I really enjoyed. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoyed just how multifaceted it was, you know, the music, the dance, the history.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, learning about a different culture, it really enriched my experience.
Yeah, that's actually really cool. The fact that you sing in this is really good for my Portuguese, like learning Portuguese, because even before I'd come to Brazil, I had to sing songs in Portuguese, and I had no idea what I was singing, and I had to really study the music and like phonetically the song so I sounded like I was singing it right.
So you started doing that when you were 15, 16, you said?
16, I think it was, yeah, probably something like that.
Wow, I bet that helps a lot, you coming here.
Yeah, I think just that whole musical aspect of it, because you get the phonetics of language, even if you don't know what you're singing, you kind of get those sounds, which are really prominent in Portuguese as well. But yeah, that's my probably my main sport that I practice. You said your main sport was kind of or is running?
Yeah, when I was in high school, that I had to make a decision. I used to play baseball too.
Mm-hmm.
So I baseball and soccer mainly. I did some basketball too. But I had to make a decision and focus on one. And I decided to run because it seemed I was like better at it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I trained running for like maybe like 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty focused on that.
Yeah.
So that was a big part of my life.
For 8 years, like, did you compete? Were you a competitor?
Yeah, I was like, I competed on my state and college as well. Mm-hmm. And so it was interesting. Like, I was just getting to a pretty high level with that. But then I just started getting into other stuff and really wasn't my thing anymore.
Yeah, wasn't your thing.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
To be like something I'm interested in, something I'm passionate about. You can say like, oh, that's not my thing.
Yeah. Did you ever like win a race? Were you ever like the champion of a race?
Well, when I was like 16, 17, I believe, I was like the champion of my state, Washington State, of my class.
Wow, that's pretty cool. You trying to show off or something, man, to the podcast listeners?
But then I went on to the next level and I was like, I wasn't that good compared to like all the other runners in the college.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like I was a big fish in a small pond.
Oh, there you go. What does that mean?
When you're a big fish in a small pond, it means that you feel really talented, really good, yeah. Like you're the best, but really there's not that much competition.
Exactly. A pond, by the way, is just like a very small lake.
Yeah, so being like a big fish in a small pond and then going to be a small fish in a big pond.
Yeah.
And then you're just nothing compared to other people.
Exactly, yeah. Nice expression. So when you were faced with being the little fish in a big pond, you decided to give up.
No, I kept going for a while.
Uh-huh, okay.
For a couple of years, you know, but then just other parts of my life changed and I just got interested in other things.
Yeah, cool, man. That's awesome. What about one thing that I've always wanted to do, but I've never gotten around to doing it or never had the balls to do it?
Have the balls? What does that mean?
I think we've talked about this before, and again, we can use it mainly for men. Maybe women can use it, but balls, in this case, testicles, to have the balls means to have the courage to do something. I've never had the balls to do it, but I've always wanted to do radical sports, you know, like the extreme sports. I've always wanted to skydive, again, never done it. Always wanted to bungee jump. I've always wanted to snowboard, man. I've never seen snow, but I've always wanted to do that.
That's cool. I've skied before, but all the other stuff, they sound like really awesome things. Like, there's some YouTube videos that I get really stoked on.
Stoked? What do you mean by to get stoked on something?
To get excited about something.
Yeah. This term actually is probably... Did you get that from Trevor?
No, I knew it before, but it's definitely Californian. It's
definitely a Trevor expression. I'm stoked, man.
But actually, you got me stoked on this, on the videos, because you're always showing me videos of extreme sports.
Oh, I love those videos. There's a series of videos called People Are Awesome. And they're awesome videos. I mean, you just have some crazy stuff of like a guy... Even like you mentioned basketball earlier. There's a guy who like... just throws a basketball from the top story of a building and he gets it into the hoop. Stuff like that. Just like random, crazy stuff, mix of the extreme sports. But would you try skydiving?
I'd definitely try skydiving.
We should go skydiving together and film a podcast, record a podcast while skydiving.
Let's do it. I'm down, man.
Yeah. Or even like just recording our experience skydiving so we can tell these people what it's like.
Yeah, let's do it. Is it on your bucket list?
It's definitely on my bucket list. What's a bucket list?
A bucket list is the list of things you want to do before you die.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'd like to make the Olympics. You know, that's another thing I'd like to do. You know, Olympics coming up, right?
What do you mean by make the Olympics? You mean like compete in the Olympics?
Or maybe sign up.
Man, you better start training. What are you gonna compete in?
Maybe like the downhill skiing.
I don't know. Okay.
You know, I skied 3 times.
Okay. Well, hopefully you're a born natural if you want to compete in the Olympics.
I was thinking about doing that, or maybe like ice hockey.
Okay.
You know, I don't know how to skate that well, but I don't think it's that hard to learn.
Yeah, okay. I wouldn't hold my breath for that one, man.
Hold your breath? What do you mean?
When you say I wouldn't hold my breath means that you don't have high expectations of that person. It's like saying I wouldn't actually physically hold my breath and stop breathing for you to accomplish that.
Oh, like don't quit your day job?
Exactly.
But that's more like when you hear somebody singing and they're really bad or something.
Yeah, yeah. But you could say that in the same context. If you said, Chad, I'm going to apply for the 2016 Olympics as a downhill skier.
No, I'm talking about 2014. They're happening this year.
Oh, the Winter Olympics.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you're right. Well, then you have no chance, man. Do not quit your day job.
Hey, man, who knows? You know, maybe there's some new event
going on. Yeah, never know. It's like Cool Runnings. Have you seen that movie?
Yeah.
Jamaican guys, never seen snow in their life. They enter the Olympics as bobsledders.
Well, where there's a will, there's a way, right?
There is, yeah. I guess so. I don't know about for the 2014 Olympics, though, man.
But what about the Olympics? So let's talk about that. Are you stoked on that?
The Olympic Games. I like the Olympics. To tell the truth, I don't really follow them. I mean, in Australia, I would probably, like growing up, the most common sports were the ones that Australians were good at, which was swimming. And I can't remember the others. I used to just watch the swimming. Yeah, that's about it. Track and field, never got into that.
Yeah, it's Winter Olympics, so you guys never really had winter teams, do you?
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about the Winter Olympics?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I've never seen... I don't know anything about the Winter Olympics.
But I know the world's excited about it, so hopefully, you know, if you're listening, your team's in it. You know, good luck.
Yeah, good luck. And tell us about it if you guys want to write us a comment on the bottom of this podcast about your team, and if you want to give us some information about the Winter Olympics, we'd love to hear about it.
Yeah.
And if you guys want to support Justin for Olympic Games 2016 in Brazil, maybe he can make the Olympic Games this year.
You know,
or in 2016.
I was thinking about, you know, trying out for the Brazilian soccer team.
Yeah, okay. Maybe you could be the next Neymar.
I think I could.
Yeah.
You know, people say I'm built like a soccer player.
What do you mean by built like a soccer player?
It means like my body type is like a soccer player's, you know?
Yeah, yeah. You're kind of lanky for a soccer player.
Yeah, I'm like 1.94 meters tall.
Yeah.
89 kilos.
You want to tell them what lanky means?
Lanky is like, it means like your arms are kind of long, your legs are kind of long, like long and skinny kind of, right?
Yeah, it looks kind of like a spaghetti man.
With muscles, right?
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Just kidding. I'm kind of skinny, actually.
But yeah, so that concludes our conversation topic for today. And let's move on to the question.
Let's do this. So in relation to sports, coming together, and drinking beer, we have a special topic for this week's question by Mr. Chad Fishwick here.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. When it comes to drinking beer, I am your professional teacher here. I don't know why we're talking about beer, because it's just going to be drinking in general. And that is just some quick vocabulary, everything related to drinking. Because drinking, you can also drink water while you're practicing sports, right?
You can.
You can, and you probably should, because otherwise you could dehydrate, and it could be bad for your health.
You might get heat stroke.
Heat stroke? What's heat stroke?
Heat stroke is when you get too hot, and you don't have enough water, and your body overheats.
Yeah, yeah. So before we all get heat stroke, let me just quickly explain this vocabulary for you guys today. First word is to sip. What does sip mean?
Sip is to drink something, just a little bit of it.
Yeah, like when you're tasting it, it's like you're just sipping it.
Or sometimes like a hot chocolate, for example. Maybe it's a little too hot, so you just sip it.
Exactly. You drink hot chocolate?
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, cool. Next one is to slurp.
Slurp, like a Slurpee?
Yeah, but slurp, I would usually say like when you're drinking through a straw. A straw is that plastic thing that you generally use when you have a big cup. And slurp is that, you know, when it makes that noise like... Like, to slurp. Like, stop slurping your drink.
It's a pretty good imitation.
Yeah, yeah. I'm really good with sound effects.
That's not very polite, is it, though?
To slurp?
Yeah.
No, it's a bad way to drink. Like, slurping his drink. Another way is to take a swig.
A swig? What does swig mean?
Well, a swig is when you... It's the opposite of a sip. A sip is a very small drink. To take a swig is like... Think about when you're running and you're getting heat stroke and you take a big swig of your drink. It's when you drink a lot at one time.
It's like a big gulp, right?
A big gulp, there you go.
But I think the swig is more related to the having like a lot of liquid in your mouth, where a gulp is like the action of swallowing it.
Yeah, because to take a gulp, it kind of that sound in your throat, it's like, that's the gulp.
Wow, another really good
exactly, man. I've been practicing, I prepared for this podcast. Another one is to, so this is more British or American, to skull. You don't say that, do you?
No, we said to pound it. What does skull mean?
Skull would be, again, related mainly to beer, alcoholic beverages, is when people drink the whole thing in one go to skull your beer. Often in Australia, people, like when people are teenagers and they're kind of making their want their friends to skull that they everyone sits around the table and say skull 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 skull. When they do it, they go yay.
Yeah, we say pound it.
Okay. Do you say it repetitively while someone's doing it?
I don't remember it, but
You say chug.
Chug it, yeah.
Chug, chug, chug. I've seen that on movies. So that's all in relation to consuming your drink. Any others you can think of?
Probably the only other one I can think of is to milk it.
Milk it or milk it?
To milk it.
Okay.
I think I say it both ways, actually.
Yeah, I think sometimes you the North US accent's like that, right?
Yeah, so it's like milk, like the drink.
Milk.
Like, yeah, milk.
Milk.
I say milk.
Okay. Anyway, you know what we're talking about.
So, you know, like a baby cow, it milks its mother.
Yeah, it sucks in its teat.
Yeah, so little by little, to milk a drink, I don't know how these expressions are related, but the spelling's the same, and I think they're similar, is to drink it little by little.
Oh, okay.
So you can maybe, if you go to a bar and you don't want to drink very much, mm-hmm. you can buy a beer and milk it for several hours.
Mm. Oh, okay, just to economize.
Economize, maybe you just don't want to drink. Maybe you just want to have a beer in your hand, yeah. You know?
So it's just like taking little sips.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And lastly, obviously, cheers. Say cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers, man. That we should maybe just end that podcast on that cheers. What do you think?
Let's do that.
Yeah. So thanks a lot for listening to this podcast related to sport and culture that goes with sport and different ways of consuming liquid.
And alcohol.
Yeah. Doesn't always have to be alcohol. We're not promoting alcohol, just so you guys know. And if you do drink alcohol, drink it in consideration for others. Right? Something like
drink
that.
Drink in moderation?
That's it, moderation. That's the word I was looking for. So thanks a lot for listening today. We hope you guys enjoyed it. And if you have the connective speech transcript, I'm sure you guys are learning a lot about how natives really speak.
And you can learn too.
Exactly. That's real life, baby. So we're going to play you out with a song called Levitate. It's by Hadouken, which is probably taken from Street Fighter. This is a song from one of my favorite People Are Awesome clips from YouTube. That's the video we're talking about with people doing all these crazy extreme sports and stuff like that. So hopefully this song will really fire you guys up and inspire you to really take your English to the next level.
With the determination of a star athlete.
Yeah, but don't show off. Okay, don't get too cocky.
Help people and share it with others too.
Oh yeah. Thanks a lot, guys. We look forward to the next podcast and have a great morning, afternoon, night, or whatever.
Take it easy, guys. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. I'm realizing I feel both free, lift off the ground. I can levitate with every truth that bleeds. I close. To the